payoff pitch to Bouchard. Swung on and lined into left field. That's a base hit. It's going to score two. Spanberger crosses home plate. McLaughlin scores. Bouchard into second. It's a two-run double for Sean Bouchard and a four spot on the board for the home team here in the sixth inning. Doyle looking to finish it right here. 1-2 pitch. Cruz swings and misses. How about that for a ninth inning save? Tommy Doyle slams the door shut. No shift on Spanberger, and Chad crushes it into right field. Well, Greenville's lead is no more. Three-run homer for Spanberger. Get out of here. Torres 4, drive 3. One ball, two strikes. Biasi to the plate. Lincas is going for third, and Boswell hammers one into center. Carroll Jones going back. It bangs off the top of the wall. Boswell stops at second, an RBI double, and the Tourists take a 4-3 lead. Pitch to Golden, that ball's hammered. Left field and deep. Michelle looking up. Michelle will watch it. Get out of here. Casey Golden, for the 34th time this season, leaves the yard.
And now, it's time for Asheville Tourists Baseball on the Asheville Tourists Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Tourists, Doug Maurer.
Good evening, baseball fans. It's time for another exciting edition of Asheville Tourists Baseball, live on the Tourists Broadcast Network, the MILB First Pitch app, Valley Live, and online at theashevilletourists.com. I am Doug Maurer, coming to you live from beautiful, historic McCormick Field and here in downtown Asheville, where tonight our Tourists, High A affiliate of the Houston Astros, take on the Winston-Salem Dash, High A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Game two of our three-game series, short series, coming out of the All-Star break, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the Tourists back to their six-game sets beginning next Tuesday. But a great start for Asheville yesterday, picking up a strong victory, 6-1 over the Dash. Very well-pitched game by the two Tourist piggybackers. It was Nolan DeVos who started, and Valente Beoso who finished it off. Max Roberts did a nice job between those two, and Asheville used those three arms to pick up the 6-1 victory. It's only the second time all season that Asheville held an opponent to less than two runs. The first time was a 2-1 victory in a seven-inning ballgame. So you have to give the Tourists a lot of credit in their pitching for what they did against a very talented Winston-Salem offense. Now, offensively, the Tourists played a little bit of long ball. Jacob Melton hit a home run to right, his 15th of the year. And Kobe Cotto hit a home run to right center, his first of the season. We saw Asheville rally with two outs in the fifth inning to really put the game away. And you put all that together, and you're going to pick up a lot of wins if you do that. Pitch well, have some timely hitting, hit a couple of home runs. That's a great recipe for success, and I like that we saw that from Asheville right out of the All-Star break. And the Dash are looking to respond, and the Tourists will look to counter that response with right-hander Joey Mancini. And I'm telling you, Joey Mancini is so much better than his numbers indicate, and I'm just waiting for that night where it all clicks for Mancini, and tonight might be the night. So make sure you stay with us. We'll give you the entire QC Kinetic starting lineups as well as the first pitch. But let's go ahead and send it down to field level as we are ready for the presentation of tonight's national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise, remove your caps, and direct your attention to the flag in center field to join David Bradley for today's presentation of the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red there
another strong crowd tonight here at McCormick Field. Temperature-wise, pretty comfortable. It was extremely hot all day today, but a nice breeze has come in. Some cloud cover has come in along with it. Hopefully the wet stuff will stay away, but Dorland will get our game time temperature here momentarily. He's telling me currently 90 degrees on the wall. I believe it. It was up around 98 earlier today. Extremely hot, but with the breeze coming in, it's feeling a little bit more like the mid-80s, and that's comfortable enough here in the mountains. Joey Mancini warming up for the Tourists. He'll take on this Winston-Salem team. I want to pass along a quick update. There was a play in yesterday's game with Winston-Salem's left fielder, DJ Gladney. He made one of the best catches I've seen in this ballpark, but he went crashing into the left field wall. And you rarely see anyone crash into left field wall because it's deep. Left field is very deep. It's hard to get back there. Well, Gladney showed a ton of athleticism. He crashed into the wall. He was taken out of the game. He is not in the lineup today, but I have been told that he's feeling much better today, and that's a great sign. And hopefully for Gladney, he will not have to spend any time on the IL or miss a significant amount of time. Now, that was a heck of a play. All right, let's check out our QC Kinetic starting lineups. We'll begin with the starting pitching matchup. I touched on Joey Mancini a little bit earlier in the pregame show. He's going to be opposed by a left-hander, Tyler Schweitzer. And the interesting thing about Schweitzer, this is his Winston-Salem Dash debut. He's been in low A all season. So Schweitzer just promoted up to high A. It's a big deal. And his first start comes at McCormick Field, 99-year-old McCormick Field, against an Asheville Tourist team that would like to do a lot of damage off of him. But right now, it's Mancini on the mound. He'll face Jacob Burke. And Burke, the right-handed hitting center fielder, takes a fastball in for strike one. And we are underway. First pitch coming in at 6:06 Eastern time. Burke was on base three times yesterday. Takes a slider outside. The count even at 1-1. Following Burke, it's the shortstop, Colson Montgomery. Right fielder, Wilson Veras, bats third. There's a line drive hit right at the Tourist third baseman, Tim Borden. Sticks his glove out to the left a few inches and makes the catch. Didn't have to really extend it all the way out. The ball was hit right at him, but he caught it on the forehand side. So Burke retired, went away, and here is the aforementioned Colson Montgomery. Cleanup man for the Dash is the first baseman, Tim Elko. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Sean Gusenberg. As Montgomery watches strike one at the bottom of the zone. Wes Kath was just activated off the IL. Kath starting at third base and batting sixth. Catching and hitting seventh, it's Ivan Gonzalez. Loydell Schapelli, second baseman, bats eighth. And Cabrera Weaver in left field hitting ninth. A one pitch was low. Now the one ball, one strike pitch from Mancini to Montgomery. On the inside corner, fastball at 93, and it's 1-2. Montgomery will use his timeout. One out, base is empty. We're in the top of the first. No score, just underway. Asheville and Winston-Salem. Mancini, the 1-2 pitch, and Montgomery grounds it over to first. Two-hopper fielded at the belt by Justin Williams. Justin takes it to the bag himself. And Montgomery is retired. Two down. Let's run through the Asheville defensive alignment. Logan Cerny, he's back in the starting lineup playing left field. Jacob Melton is in center. Ryan Clifford patrolling right. On the infield, it's Tim Borden the second at third base. Tommy Sacco Jr. at short. And here's a little blooper down the right field line by Veras, and it's going to drop in just fair into the corner. Clifford digs it out, and Veras is into second base, standing up with a two-out double. Boy, the ball was not hit all that hard. Just a blooper up the right field line. It ended up landing in shallow right field about a foot fair and then rolled down to the corner. Extends this inning for Tim Elko, right-handed hitting first baseman. And I'll get back to the defensive lineman after this first pitch to Elko. It is a slider down and away. So Borden the second is at third base. Sacco Jr. starting at short. Asheville's second baseman is Kobe Cotto. Justin Williams playing first, and the catcher is Ryan Robleski. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Good slider from Mancini, and it's 1-1. Elko in yesterday's game, he was 0-4. He's only played in 11 games this year with Winston-Salem. But he's put up some pretty good numbers in those 11 games. And an RBI opportunity here for the right-handed hitter who takes low from Mancini. Two balls and a strike. Joey Mancini making his fifth start of the year with Asheville. Also has five relief appearances. Gives Varus a quick look, fires the 2-1 fastball, and it missed about 4 or 5 inches outside. 3-1. 1-2 record for Mancini. ERA is at 9.89, but again, he's better than that. 33 2/3 innings pitched, 53 hits allowed. As this one swung on and skied into left. Cerny started in. Now he backs up several steps, settles underneath it, and Logan makes the catch. Pretty routine out, and a nice first inning for Joey Mancini. Half a frame in the books. It's the dash nothing, and the Asheville Tourists coming to bat. That's next on the Tourist Broadcast Network.
For Ingles, supporting our hometown is who we are. From local farmers and businesses to your local teams and local charities, that's what makes us different from other grocery stores and why shopping at Ingles does so much more than fill your pantry. And it all happens because of our customers, our neighbors, and our communities. So look for us around home plate or find us where plates need filling. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Weather can do a number on your roof. Wind, water, and hail damage can put you in a major bind. Not to worry. Red Wolf Contracting is the professional service you want. Red Wolf is knowledgeable, does top quality work, and highly recommended. Whether it's residential or commercial, Red Wolf is licensed and insured and ready to help you with a new or replacement roof. Take your roof seriously. Call Red Wolf Contracting Service at 772-9778. Red Wolf, the roofing professionals.
It's the bottom of the ninth inning. Time to make that call to the bullpen. You can go righty, you can go lefty, or you can go all-wheel drive in a newer certified pre-owned Subaru from Prestige. Touch all the bases in an Outback, Forester, Legacy, or all-new redesigned Impreza. With Subaru being the only manufacturer with IIHS top safety picks for all models, you'll slide into home
safe.
Check out our lineup at 585 Tunnel Road or online at PrestigeSubaru.com. Take me out to the ballgame in a Subaru.
Bottom of the first inning, Torres at the plate, facing the lefty Tyler Schweitzer, making his Winston-Salem debut. Schweitzer will face a very powerful hitter in Jacob Melton, not your typical leadoff man in the sense that he has probably more power than anyone else in the entire league. First pitch is outside for ball one. Melton hit his 15th home run of the season yesterday. It came to lead off the first. Check swing roller. Foul. Third base side. Count 1-1. Good heat on the fastball from Schweitzer. 94 miles per hour. Now Melton is a left-handed hitter. He has the open stance. And he swings the 1-1 pitch and lines a base hit into left field. Jacob Melton is on base twice yesterday. And he gives the Tourists a very fast base runner to begin the home half of the first inning. We'll keep a close eye on Melton. DC wants to test the drive catcher, the dash catcher, Ivan Gonzalez. So here's Cerny, left-handed left fielder. And Schweitzer will throw to first, Melton back to the bag. Cerny is a right-handed hitter. Clifford, the left-handed hitter. He bats third and is playing right field. It's a little confusing, but we'll get it straightened out. Ryan Robleski, the catcher, bats fourth, and there goes Melton. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw down to second base as well late, about 5 feet offline. Schiappelli had to come off the bag to prevent it from going into center. And Jacob Melton has his 32nd steal of the season. That's Philip Price Law stolen base. Visit Philip at philippricelaw.com or give him a call at 828-633-2374 for all of your real estate closing needs. Melton dancing off of second. Schweitzer's 0-1 pitch is over for a strike, and it's 0-2. Batting fifth and playing third base, it's Tim Borden. Tommy Sacco, the shortstop, hits six. Kobe Cotto, second baseman, batting seventh. Rolando Espinosa is the DH for Asheville. He'll bat eighth. And Justin Williams, first baseman, hits ninth. Melton at second. Nobody out. Tyler Schweitzer facing Logan Cerny. 0-2 pitch is up and away. Fastball at 95. Schweitzer with a very live fastball coming from the left side. Melton takes his lead. He's going for third. Cerny swings and misses. Throw to third base. Not going to be in time. Jacob Melton steals second. And then he steals third. That's another Philip Price Law stolen base. It was a good throw by Gonzalez. But Melton had a nice jump. And with one away, Ryan Clifford will head to the plate. Let's see if Clifford can put the Taurus in front. Infield in at all four spots for the dash. Stolen base number 33 on the year for Melton. First pitch to Clifford is a curveball at the top of the zone. Lefty-lefty matchup. Defensively for the dash, it's Cabrera Weaver in left. Jacob Burke in center. Wilfred Varis is in right. Wes Kath at third. Colson Montgomery, the shortstop. Loydell Schapelli is at second. Tim Elko at first, and the catcher is Ivan Gonzalez. 0-1 pitch was swung on and missed by Clifford, and now Ryan will go into protection mode behind in the count 0-2. Schweitzer sets above the belt, fires the 0-2 pitch, and Clifford with a check swing foul ball just dribbled up the third base line. Still 0-2. Melton a short lead, 0-2 pitch. Fastball is high. They're going to appeal this, but Clifford did not go around. Umpires in today's game, it's a good crew. JT Shaw behind the plate, Chad Westlake on the bases. Shortstop Montgomery is the shallowest of the infielders. He is way in on the grass. 1-2 pitch missed low and into Clifford. Ryan, a 259 batting average, 11 home runs, 33 driven in. That's tied for second most on the team. Looking for number 34. Schweitzer with the 2-2 pitch. Clifford fouls it out of play. We've seen this a lot. Ryan Clifford, he is a tough out. He'll eat up a lot of pitches from opposing pitchers. Two-two offering. And Clifford lines it into right field. That's going to hang up for Varis. He'll make the catch. Melton started towards the plate. And because he started towards the plate on contact, it cost him. That's a situation where your first step needs to be back to the bag to tag up. So because Clifford hit it so hard and Varis caught it, Melton was not at third base to tag up. He was still going back to the bag. And unfortunately, despite the solid contact from Clifford, he is unable to bring Melton home. Now, I don't know if Melton would have tagged from third or not. You can see it. He's talking with Nate Shaver now as far as would he have given him the chance to score. I think Nate's using this as a teaching moment. It's a swing and a miss by Robleski. Fastball at 95. Counts 0-2. Now, I'll say this, if you're Tyler Schweitzer, I'd be very careful about throwing Robleski another fastball. He's an excellent fastball hitter. He's a great hitter overall, but really good fastball hitter. 0-2 pitch, and it was fastball, and it's grounded foul, third base side. Ryan a little bit out front. Two outs, Melton at third, no score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Schweitzer with the 0-2. It is in the dirt, and they're going to say that Robleski did go around. No appeal. Fans don't like it, but no argument from Robleski. And we head to the second inning, scoreless here at Cormac Field.
Philip Price has committed himself to providing quality, affordable legal services to the people of Buncombe and surrounding counties. A proud supporter of the Asheville Tourists, Philip prides himself in his approachable business policies, taking the time to speak with every client personally. Philip would be honored to help you buy, sell, or refinance your home or property. Call Philip Price Law at 828-633-2374. Philip Price Law, Asheville's real estate closing attorney.
Tired of getting the runaround from your bank? Do you feel like you're just another number? Then say goodbye to your bank and all their high fees and join Telco Community Credit Union. Stop by your local branch and experience the credit union difference. Telco, where members matter.
Inspired by the inclusive and artistic community of Asheville, Wicked Weed was born from the desire to create. Initially specializing in West Coast-style IPAs and Belgian-style sour ales, Wicked Weed's portfolio has grown exponentially, offering a variety of styles while maintaining focus on quality and innovation. Pernicious IPA is your leadoff hitter for smooth refreshment, or hit for the cycle with Wicked Weed's robust selection of IPAs. Whatever you decide, swing for Wicked Weed on your next pitch.
Highwire Brewing's locally crafted beer is now available in 16-ounce six-packs for all year-round and seasonal varieties. Available at grocery stores and bottle shops throughout Western North Carolina or at one of their three Asheville tap rooms. Visit Highwire's taps in the concession area of the ballpark for an ice-cold pint.
Top of the second inning, Tyler Schweitzer able to work out of a little bit of a jam in the bottom of the first, keep this game scoreless. Now the pressure shifts back to Joey Mancini as he takes his first look at Sean the Goose Gusenberg. First pitch is down for ball one from the right-hander Joey Mancini. No runs, one hit, no errors for both teams. 1-0 pitch, Gusenberg hits towering fly ball into right field. Clifford on the warning track is going to have room, and Ryan makes the catch in front of the giant Ingles sign on the 36-foot-high right field wall. So Gusenberg retired, and now Wes Caff the batter. Mancini hails from Bridgeport, Connecticut. He was a 15th-round pick by the Astros last year out of Boston College. Good curveball in at the knees for a called strike to Wes Caff. Mancini, 6'1", 195 pounds, 22 years old. And Caff fouling the 0-1 pitch back to the middle of the net for strike two. Caff spent a little under 2 weeks on the IL. He's been pretty much the everyday third baseman for Winston-Salem this year. The 0-2 fastball is swung on and missed, and Mancini has his first strikeout of the night. Two down. Tourists are in the navy blue unis, navy blue jersey tops with the white pants. Tourists scripted across the chest in jade. Jade numbers on the backs of the navy blue unis. And they're in the lighter blue caps with the navy blue bill. Full body Mr. Moon logo above the bill. First pitch is down and away for ball one. Ivan Gonzalez is a pretty good hitter for a guy who's primarily a backup catcher. Michael Turner is more the everyday catcher for Winston-Salem. Gonzalez hitting 255. He's only playing in his 30th game, and he takes a strike, the curveball from Mancini. No homers, nine driven in for Gonzalez, and he swings and hits a ground ball to the left side. Tommy Sacco deep in the hole, gets there. Throw to first is accurate but late, and it'll be an infield hit for Ivan Gonzalez. It was a heck of an effort by Tommy Sacco, moving way to his right, which is away from the first base bag. Was able to glove it, and he tried the jump throw. But Gonzalez hustling, gives the dash a base runner with two outs, and extends the inning for Loydell Schapelli. First pitch to Schapelli is on the inside corner for strike one. The Dash are in their road gray unis, gray jersey tops with the gray pants, purple sleeves, and the WS primary logo in purple on the left side of the chest, purple numbers on the backs of the gray unis. A one changeup is taken low by Schapelli, and it's 1-1. Ball and a strike as Mancini sets at the belt. Fastball runs upstairs to the 5'8" Schapelli. That's two balls and one strike. Outfield lights are on. Cloud cover blocking the sun, which is, I'll be honest, kind of nice with how hot it's been here today. So throw over to first. Mancini keeping an eye on Gonzalez. Does have two stolen bases on the year. In a nothing-nothing ball game, I'm good with that. You don't want Gonzalez running over to second, finding himself in scoring position. Not if you can help it. 2-1 offering, and Schapelli hits a fly ball into left center field. This one's pretty deep. Long run for Melton. Cerny, the left fielder, also on the move, and Logan brought it in. Logan Cerny, an excellent running catch deep in the left center field gap. Shy of the track, and Mancini with two scoreless innings under his belt. 1.5 in the books, no score. Torres to bat in the bottom of the second. That's next.
Hello, my name is Brutus, and I'm here to tell you what I love about Ingles Supermarkets. Their superb selection of delicious dog food, treats, and toys is simply marvelous.
Brutus!
Oh, do excuse me. It's time for my belly scratching.
You know what I love about Ingles?
The great service.
Yeah.
The low prices?
Yeah.
Okay, what, honey?
They put those free cookies out for you at the bakery.
Those are for kids.
Ingles, get the advantage.
Why go to a big bank when you can join a credit union? Telco has everything the big banks offer and more. Whether you're looking for an auto loan or a mortgage, we'll give you the personalized service you deserve. Telco, where members matter.
When it's time to spruce up your vehicle, do what the tourists do. Take it to Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change. Chammy's also offers Jiffy Lube Signature Oil Changes with 50% off your third visit. Go to their website, chammyscarwash.com, for coupons and more information. Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change on Hendersonville Road. Give them a call at 277-9767. That's Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change on Hendersonville Road. Call them at 277-9767.
From the ceremonial first pitch to the seventh inning stretch, baseball is rooted in tradition, just like the lineup of Ford SUVs, a tradition of excellence that shaped the power, performance, and technology that helped make the Ford Expedition and Ford Explorer SUVs fan favorites year after year. Visit your Carolina Ford dealer today for great offers on a new Expedition or Explorer. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. See your dealer for current information.
No score, bottom of the second inning. Tyler Schweitzer to face Tim Borden. And let's talk about this left-hander for Winston-Salem. Worked around a leadoff single in the first inning by Jacob Melton. Let's see what Borden can do here to start the second. First pitch, Tim fouls it off right side. Well, Tyler Schweitzer, he's a 6-foot left-hander out of Fishers, Indiana. Fishers is a suburb to the east of Indianapolis, a bit to the east of Indianapolis, and a northeast. I grew up about 10 minutes from Fishers. 1-1 pitch, fastball swung on and missed. Counts now 1-2. So I would imagine if people ask Schweitzer, he probably says he's from Indianapolis. It's close enough. But either way, Fishers pretty well known in Indianapolis. It's a big high school. Pretty big community. Got Geist out there and Fastball is high, two balls, two strikes. Schweitzer played his college ball at Ball State. He was teammates with Chase McDermott, former tourist pitcher. 2-2 pitch is outside. Chase, if you remember, was traded last year at the trade deadline to the Baltimore Orioles. He's in Double A now. Payoff pitch to Borden. And it swung on and missed. That is three strikeouts already for Tyler Schweitzer. Came right after Borden with the fastball. And now Tommy Sacco, the batter. If you take a look at Schweitzer's numbers in low A, and this is his high A debut with Kannapolis, Schweitzer was 7-2 with a 3.86 ERA. And in 67 innings, he struck out 76 batters. Very good numbers from the left-hander. First pitch is in for strike one to Sacco. Now Tommy swings and hits a liner right at the second baseman, Schiappelli. And Wydell Schiappelli makes the catch. Two away for Kobe Cotto. Longest outing this year for Schweitzer is six innings. He did it twice. He actually did it on May 9th at Fayetteville. First pitch is in for strike one. I'm not sure if there's anyone on this Asheville team that was on the Fayetteville roster on May 9th. Maybe Rolando Espinosa. 1-0 pitch is down. Now two balls, no strikes to Cotto. I know Kobe was already up. I know Clifford was already up. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And Kobe takes a called strike there at the bottom of the zone. Schweitzer also pitched six innings on June 8th in a home game for Kannapolis, where he struck out 10. Career high. 2-1 pitch called strike, and Cotto decides to use his one timeout. Kobe hit his first home run of the year last night. And he grounds a 2-2 pitch, foul at the third base line. That was 96 miles an hour from Schweitzer. Mm-hmm. 2-2 pitch, one hopper back to Schweitzer. He'll glove it, throws to first, and the side is retired. So Schweitzer, two scoreless, just like Mancini. And we head to the third inning, nothing ball game on the Blue Ridge Power Scoreboard.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
During baseball season or any time of the year, the Historic Grove Arcade has a winning lineup of dining, shopping, and essentials. You'll be on top of your game with our exciting mix of nearly 40 locally owned businesses, all under one roof in the heart of downtown Asheville. There's even an outdoor artist market just outside the beautiful building for everyone to enjoy. Visit the Grove Arcade any day of the week for an experience that, like the tourists, is uniquely Asheville.
Baseball at McCormick Field. Bring the whole family and discover new reasons to go.
We go for the long ball.
Get information on the web at theashevilletourist.com.
We go for the strikeouts.
You can even get tickets there, as well as stats for your favorite players and the all-important schedule.
We go for the fun.
Be in the stands and cheer for your Asheville tourist with friends, family, business associates.
We go for the food.
Just bring a crowd and enjoy the action.
We go for the memories.
No score, top of the third inning. Cabrera Weaver, Jacob Burke, and Colson Montgomery due up to face the right-hander Joey Mancini. Weaver came in as a defensive replacement yesterday. First pitch swinging here, and he's going to pepper the right center field scoreboard. Ball caroms back out to the center fielder Melton, fires it back in, but Weaver is in, sliding safely with a double. Good aggressive approach by Weaver, who has been swinging the bat really well for Winston-Salem this year. He's only playing in his 24th game, but you know, Weaver's hit four home runs. That's his third double. Has very good speed. And now the lineup turns over for Jacob Burke, who lined out his first trip. Mancini with the first pitch, and Burke swings and misses it. Fastball. No balls and one strike. Now Joey Mancini has pitched against Winston-Salem. No, pitched against him once this year. It was on June 17th. And Mancini had a pretty good day. He went four innings in a start, allowed four hits and two runs, and struck out six. Did not factor in the decision. No balls, two strikes on Burke. He fouled the last pitch off right side. Here comes the offering from Mancini, and the slider is taken down and away. One pitch that Mancini's been throwing very well tonight is his curveball. I don't know if he wants to throw it here to Burke, as he's been throwing it in the zone. And you want to try and fool Burke, so we'll see if he does. 1-2, nope, goes with the fastball, and it missed away. Now, even though Mancini's missed with his last two pitches, he still has Burke set up. He wants to go to that fastball up, or maybe the slider down and away. Could also go to the curve. Instead, he throws the fastball. And caught some plate. Burke, a little bit late, fouls it off. Well, it is an Asheville Tourist gold jersey giveaway night tonight. A lot of gold jerseys in the stands. Presented by Prestige Subaru. 2-2 pitch. Weaver's going for third base. And Burke swings and shoots a ground ball back up the middle. So that's into center field. And Weaver will score easily with him running for third. Well, that was not a hit and run. That is Jacob Burke fighting off a two-strike pitch, putting good contact on it, and Weaver looking to steal third on his own. So an RBI single for Burke. It's 1-0, and there goes Burke for second. He got an outstanding jump, but Montgomery swings and hits a fly ball out into left field. Logan Cerny makes the catch, pretty routine out. And Burke has to run back to first base. So Montgomery flies out. And now I think Asheville's going to pay a little more attention to Burke over there first. Wilfred Veras the batter. Ryan Robleski's out there having a little talk with Mancini. Probably telling him, look, this guy Jacob Burke at first base, he can really run. 7 stolen bases in just 11 games played this year. And he is a perfect 7-for-7. Veras doubled in the first inning. And let's see, looks like Asheville might try and appeal this. Mancini, see if he steps off. Yeah, he's going to step off. He's going to throw the ball to second. And now Cotto's going to step on second, and they're going to call him out. There's the double play. Well done there by Ryan Robleski to notice that. So what happened there was Jacob Burke, when he tried to steal second base, he slid in safely. Well, he slid in safely because the ball was hit out into left field. Well, when Cerny catches the ball, Burke has to run back to first base, but because he touched second, he has to touch second base again before he runs back. You can't just touch second base and then run back to first. So credit Wroblewski for noticing that. Kobe Cotto also seemed to be in on that. Mancini does the step off. And now a little grounder to the third baseman, Borden. He charges gloves, throws to first. Good stretch by Williams, and Barris is retired. We'll try and clean that play up for those of you keeping score at home, but the Dash do take the lead. It's 1-0 Winston-Salem as we move to the bottom of the third.
Serving both Buncombe and Henderson County, State Farm agent Tabitha Hamlin is your local source for all of your insurance necessities. Tabitha will assist you with your auto, homeowners, renters, business, life, and health insurance needs. File a claim directly with Tabitha at WNCinsurance.org or give her a call at 828-676-2264. Like a good neighbor, Tabitha Hamblin of State Farm is there.
Acropolis Pizza has been serving Asheville and surrounding communities for more than 25 years. In addition to full-service catering, we offer gourmet pizza, savory pasta, Chicago-style gyros, toasted subs, and our famous Greek salads. Don't forget to try a gelato after your meal. Visit the South Asheville location off Airport Road or check out the cafe at the Asheville Outlets. Acropolis Pizza, where the locals and tourists eat.
Friday Night Lights isn't just football. It's your chance to come out to McCormick Field for Tourist Dolly Dog Friday home games presented by Blossom Gas. On Fridays only, you can take advantage of a $1 hot dog all game long. The sky will light up with the post-game fireworks show following every Tourist Friday Night home game. Be sure to check the promotion schedule online or call a Tourist front office member to reserve your Friday night seat to the ballpark. It's Dolly Dog Fridays at Asheville Tourist Games all summer long.
Bottom of the third inning, Asheville trailing 1-0. It'll be Rolando Espinosa, Justin Williams, and Jacob Melton due up. And we'll try and get the ruling on that last play where there was a pickoff. Now Espinosa takes outside for ball one. One-oh pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Looks like we do have a couple of sprinkles. I see Dorlin putting the poncho on. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Maybe a light rain coming down. 1-2. Tyler Schweitzer, he has settled in. He's retired 6 in a row. Including 3 strikeouts, and that was nearly strikeout number 4. It's a fastball at 95 miles per hour, just off the outside corner. Schweitzer played his high school ball at Hamilton Southeastern. It's a 2-2 pitch. It's high, and the count's now full on Espinosa. Two offering is low, so Espinosa flips the bat and he'll head to first base. Lead off walk. Now Justin Williams at the plate. Williams has been swinging it a lot better as of late as rain is picking up just a tad. First pitch to Williams. Over for a called strike. A lot of fans are looking for some cover. Pitch to Williams, fouled out of play right side. Well, it's been so hot here the last couple of days that a little shower, not the worst thing in the world, but we don't want it to start raining too hard. Fans headed for cover in the concourse as the 0-2 to Williams is high. 1-2. Espinosa, very good speed, takes his lead. Now the 1-2 pitch, and Williams swings and misses, breaking ball down. Schweitzer with the strikeout. That's his fourth. And the lineup turns over for Jacob Melton. First pitch to Melton. Fastball swung on and missed. Boy, Jacob was looking to put Asheville in front 2-1 with that swing. 15 home runs on the year for Melton. 29 driven in. And one thing you have to remember with Melton, the 0-1 pitch is fouled back. Hasn't had a ton of RBIs this year, but there is, I think, a pretty good reason for that. And he's batting leadoff. So he doesn't always come to the plate with a bunch of guys on base. I mean, if you put this guy as your everyday three-hole hitter or cleanup man, his RBI numbers are going to be off the charts as the 0-2 pitch is grounded over towards second. It's bobbled by Schiappelli. Tries to throw to first. Melton's too fast. Everybody's going to be safe. Now, I don't think that Schiappelli was going to be able to turn two. Not with Melton running. But they would have been able to cut down Espinosa. And that's going to be an error on Schiappelli. First and second, one out. And I just want to point this out that Jacob Melton is tied for the single season RBI record at Oregon State. Oregon State is a very good college baseball program, and Melton has more RBIs than anybody who's ever played there in one season. Tied Adley Rutschman for that number. So he is a major run producer. Don't forget that. First and second, one away. Cerny behind in the count, 0-1. He takes the fastball inside. Count even. Schweitzer to the plate. Goes with a curveball and it missed high. 2-1. Good eye by Cerny. Logan, 210 batting average on the year. 11 home runs, 31 driven in. It's good speed and good power. 2-1 pitch, line drive, base hit back up the middle. Espinosa's going to be waved around third. The ball gets under the glove of Burke. Melton pops up. He's on his horse. Jacob rounds third. Cerny's right behind him. He's going to be waved around. Everybody scores, and the Tourists lead it 3-1. As soon as the ball went under the glove of Jacob Burke in center field, it rolled all the way to the wall, and no one was going to stop Logan Cerny. Melton had a little bit of a slip coming around second because he didn't want to be thrown out of third, so he was putting the brakes on. But once he realized the ball was past Burke, Then he decided to start digging for third. So we'll get the ruling here. I imagine it'll be a single and an error on Burke. And one RBI for Cerny. Now Clifford, first pitch, swung on and missed. Asheville 3, Winston-Salem 1. Count 1-1 now on Clifford as the last pitch missed outside. 1-1 pitch, he's in the dirt. Is So multiple errors here in this third inning for Winston-Salem. That's unlike the Dash. They are the third best fielding team in the league. 2-1 curve is high, and it's 3-1. I mean, this is a Winston-Salem team that just does not commit very many errors. So credit to Torres for taking advantage of those miscues. 3-1 is fouled back by Clifford. Now the payoff pitch is high, and Schweitzer issues his second walk. Now, Winston-Salem, what they're doing here in this third inning, and I don't know if the rain has something to do with this, but this is exactly what you cannot do in this ballpark. You can't walk batters, you can't commit errors, or you're going to give up a lot of runs. The Tourists have 3 runs in this inning and a runner at first base. They have 1 hit. It was a single by Logan Cerny. So I like the timing of this mound visit, but the rain continues to fall. And right now the umpires, they're going to let these teams play through it. It's not a very hard rain, but it is steady. 1 out, we're in the bottom of the third inning. Asheville leading Winston-Salem 3-1. And as the rain picks up a little bit, Ryan Wroblewski takes high for 1. Pitch. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Boy, I'm waiting for the umps to make the motion here for the tarp. I mean, it's not raining all that hard, but it just seems like we've got an issue. Here's a ground ball to short. Montgomery has it on the forehand, gloves it, steps on second for 1, and throws to first. And boy, did Schweitzer need that. That'll end the inning. A 6-3 double play, but Asheville with 3 runs on just 1 hit. Nobody left. We head to the fourth. Blue Ridge Power scoreboard. It's the Tourist 3 and the Dash 1.
For Ingles, supporting our hometown is who we are. From local farmers and businesses to your local teams and local charities. So look for us around home plate or find us where plates need filling. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Know the difference between a bank and a credit union? Credit unions are member-owned. At Telco Community Credit Union, we serve our members, not the stakeholders, and pass the savings to you. That means competitive rates and lower fees and charges. Telco has been in Western North Carolina since 1935. Telco, where members matter.
At Mel Mushroom in Asheville, we know what you're craving. Pizza and beer. Our Mellow menu contains an assorted collection of munchies, salads, pizzas, calzones, and hoagies. When you need to quench your thirst, you'll be amazed at the depth of our beer selection, including unique local brews. We remain dedicated to making each visit just as great as your last one. Visit Mellow Mushroom in downtown Asheville or give us a call at 236-9800.
Are you looking to stay in Asheville and still searching for hotel options? Vertel Hospitality has you covered. With five newly renovated hotels in Asheville to choose from, including the all-new Element by Westin in downtown. They'll help you make the most out of your next stay. Vertel Hospitality has options downtown, on the east and west sides of town, and at the Asheville outlets. More information, please visit Vertel.com. That's VIRTELLE.com.
All right, so the umpires do decide to call for the tarp during the inning break. We're through three. Tourists lead the dash 3-1 on the Blue Ridge Power scoreboard, and we will go into a rain delay, hopefully a short one, because both starting pitchers still have some leeway, and you'd hate for them to be burned after just three innings of work. All three runs that the Tourists scored in the bottom of the third inning were unearned. So Schweitzer, despite the fact that he and the Dash are trailing 3-1, still has not given up an earned run in his high A debut. For Asheville, you have to like the approach we've seen from the offense, taking advantage of a couple of miscues. Remember Winston-Salem, they are the third best fielding team in the league percentage-wise, so it's not too often they're going to commit multiple errors in the same inning. Tourists made them pay. But now we'll have some time to regroup. Now, this is not an official game. We've only played three innings. So we'll go ahead and take another break, and then I will cue up some rain delay programming. We'll see who else is playing in the South Atlantic League. Potentially Greenville in action, Asheville's next opponent. Potentially Hickory in action, the leaders in the Southern Division. Potentially Bowling Green, maybe the hottest team in the league. A lot of options. I'll cue something up, and who knows, maybe we can check out one of the other Astros affiliates as well. So a lot coming up. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us here on our rain delay programming, and I will continue to pop in every 10, 15 minutes to provide updates. But again, let's take a quick break. I'll be back, and we'll cue up some rain delay programming. It's the Tourist 3 and the Dash 1 here on the Tourist Broadcast Network.
For Ingles, supporting our hometown is who we are. From local farmers and businesses to your local teams and local charities. That's what makes us different from other grocery stores and why shopping at Ingles does so much more than fill your pantry. And it all happens because of our customers, our neighbors, and our communities. So look for us around home plate or find us where plates need filling. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Weather can do a number on your roof. Wind, water, and hail damage can put you in a major bind. Not to worry. Red Wolf Contracting is the professional service you want. Red Wolf is knowledgeable, does top quality work, and highly recommended. Whether it's residential or commercial, Red Wolf is licensed and insured and ready to help you with a new or replacement roof. Take your roof seriously. Call Red Wolf Contracting Service at 772-9778. Red Wolf, the roofing professionals.
It's the bottom of the ninth inning. Time to make that call to the bullpen. You can go righty, you can go lefty, or you can go all-wheel drive in a newer certified pre-owned Subaru from Prestige. Touch all the bases in an Outback, Forester, Legacy, or all-new redesigned Impreza. With Subaru being the only manufacturer with IIHS top safety picks for all models, you'll slide into home
safe.
Check out our lineup at 585 Tunnel Road or online at PrestigeSubaru.com. Take me out to the ballgame in a Subaru.
Philip Price has committed himself to providing quality, affordable legal services to the people of Buncombe and surrounding counties. A proud supporter of the Asheville Tourists, Philip prides himself in his approachable business policies, taking the time to speak with every client personally. Philip would be honored to help you buy, sell, or refinance your home or property. Call Philip Price Law at 828-633-2374. Philip Price Law, Asheville's real estate closing attorney.
Tired of getting the runaround from your bank? Do you feel like you're just another number? Then say goodbye to your bank and all their high fees and join Telco Community Credit Union. Stop by your local branch and experience the credit union difference. Telco, where members matter.
Inspired by the inclusive and artistic community of Asheville, Wicked Weed was born from the desire to create. Initially specializing in West Coast-style IPAs and Belgian-style sour ales, Wicked Weed's portfolio has grown exponentially, offering a variety of styles while maintaining focus on quality and innovation. Pernicious IPA is your leadoff hitter for smooth refreshment, or hit for the cycle with Wicked Weed's robust selection of IPAs. Whatever you decide, swing for Wicked Weed on your next pitch.
Highwire Brewing's locally crafted beer is now available in 16-ounce six-packs for all year-round and seasonal varieties. Available at grocery stores and bottle shops throughout Western North Carolina or at one of their three Asheville tap rooms. Visit Highwire's taps in the concession area of the ballpark for an ice-cold pint.
Hello, my name is Brutus.
All right, we are in our rain delay here at McCormick Field. Update to pass along. The tarp is on. The rain seems to be slowing. But we will have a bit of a delay here. So let's cue up some rain delay programming. I was really hoping to bring on the voice of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, Sean Mernon. He was the voice of the Bowling Green Hot Rods last year. And Northwest Arkansas is actually playing host to our AA affiliate, the Corpus Christi Hooks. And anytime we have a chance to listen to some former tourists, we'll take that advantage. But the problem is their game starts at 7:05 Central Time, which is 8:05 Eastern Time. So we're still an hour away from that game starting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put Andrew Chapman on, voice of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and we'll take a listen to some future Asheville tourist players. Fayetteville is currently playing host to Augusta. And as I say that, that game has just officially gone into a rain delay. So we will not be bringing you Andrew Chapman, and I'm going to have to go to Plan C. And I'll figure out Plan C when we come back. Another break here on the Tourist Broadcast Network. We're through three innings. Rain delay here at McCormick Field. It's Asheville 3, Winston-Salem 1.
Listen, I'm here to tell you what I love about Ingles Supermarkets. Their superb selection of delicious dog food, treats, and toys is simply marvelous. Oh, do excuse me. It's time for my belly scratching.
You know what I love about Ingles?
The great service.
Yeah.
The low prices?
Yeah.
Okay, what, honey?
They put those free cookies out for you at the bakery.
Those are for kids.
Ingles, get the advantage.
Why go to a big bank when you can join a credit union? Telco has everything the big banks offer and more. Whether you're looking for an auto loan or a mortgage, we'll give you the personalized service you deserve. Telco, where members matter.
When it's time to spruce up your vehicle, do what the tourists do. Take it to Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change. Chammy's also offers Jiffy Lube Signature Oil Changes with 50% off your third visit. Go to their website, chammyscarwash.com, for coupons and more information. Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change on Hendersonville Road. Give them a call at 277-9767. That's Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change on Hendersonville Road. Call them at 277-9767.
From the ceremonial first pitch to the seventh inning stretch, baseball is rooted in tradition, just like the lineup of Ford SUVs, a tradition of excellence that shaped the power, performance, and technology that helped make the Ford Expedition and Ford Explorer SUVs fan favorites year after year. Visit your Carolina Ford dealer today for great offers on a new Expedition or Explorer. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. See your dealer for current information.
Now the rain has picked back up. We are in a rain delay here at McCormick Field through three innings. Tourists lead it 3-1. And we were going to take a listen to the Corpus Christi Hooks. They haven't started yet. We were going to take a listen to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They're in a rain delay. So let's go to another Sally League game. And I've decided to cue up the Brooklyn Cyclones taking on the Greensboro Grasshoppers. And the reason I've done that is because both Greensboro and Brooklyn in the Northern Division are two teams that the tourists are going to see a little bit later in this second half. So we'll take a listen to some future tourist opponents. Brooklyn hosting Greensboro. That game is currently in the second inning, 1-0 Brooklyn leading as we send it over live. And I will continue to provide updates here from McCormick Field during this rain delay, which now has the rain absolutely pouring down here at the ballpark.
But July gates open at 1 o'clock. First pitch, 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. It'll be Law Enforcement Appreciation Night. As our public address announcer, Rick, relaying the message that our assistant general manager, Billy Harner, just provided to us. 7:15, so about 12 minutes from now, we will get this one back underway. So ultimately, it will be about a 40 to 45 minute delay that held this one up due to lightning and weather. Law enforcement appreciation
I just cannot catch
day
a break. Apparently, Brooklyn and Greensboro are also in a rain delay. So that's 0-3. I'm not having a very good day here queuing up some rain delay programming. How about we try Hudson Valley and Bowling Green? Rare matchup between a Northern Division and Southern Division opponent in the Sally League. So let's queue up some Hudson Valley Bowling Green coverage, and hopefully it's not raining in Hudson Valley.
To AAA, made two appearances with the Tides in AAA last season before he went on the injured list in early April. He's been on the IL ever since, and healthy, looking to get his way back up to the top of the system. 0-2, swing and a miss, absolutely filthy. Three pitches, three strikes, and McKenzie's back to the dugout. Well, Kyle Branovich off to a good start, making quick work of the Blue Rocks leadoff man. And that is a good sign for a guy who has really battled some tough luck with injuries throughout his career. So now he gets the number two overall prospect in the Nats system, Brady House. First pitch, fastball inside, counts 1-0. No score top of the first here in the Dean. We're just underway as House, the second batter of the night, awaits the 1-0 from Branovich. All four infielders back deep for the Birds, outfielders deep as well. Here's the 1-0, swing and a miss. The count goes to 1-1. Birds rocking their Saturday alternate home uniforms, the light blue tops and bottoms. Iron Birds written across the chest in white cursive lettering with orange outline, piping, orange piping down the side of the pants. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's skipped in the dirt. And the count goes to 2-1. Well, in my opinion, these are the best uniforms the Iron Birds have. Now, sometimes they wear the light blue tops with white pants, but the Saturday uniform is light blue tops and bottoms. 2-1, foul back, 2-2 on House. On the flip side, the Blue Rocks are wearing their road gray tops and bottoms with dark blue caps. Birds, meanwhile, rocking their alternate caps with the Maryland State flag logo on the front in the shape of Maryland State. 2-2, slow chopper to third. Here comes De Leon, flips over to first, got him. 5-3 on the putout. Nice play by Isaac DeLeon charging on that ball and throwing over to Costas at first. So two up, two down for Bronovich. Let's set the defense for the Birds. Creed Willems is behind the plate. Isaac DeLeon at third. Frederick Bencosme is the shortstop. Max Wagner at second and Maxwell Costas at first. In the outfield, you got Ryan Higgins in left, Elio Prado roaming center, and Luis Valdez manning right. So here's Will Frizzell, the designated hitter. He was the DH last night as well. Swing and a miss there, and a pitch down in the zone, 0-1. Well, the swing and miss stuff is there for Bronovich, who in 108 minor league innings coming into tonight had posted a 3.33 ERA. Pitch missed low, counts 1-1. 27 games, 23 starts as a professional. Was originally drafted by the Los Angeles Angels in the eighth round of the 2019 first-year player draft out of Elon University. 1-1 from Bronovich, fastball high. So the Angels took him in the eighth round in 2019 after a stellar career with the Phoenix at Elon. He left Elon with the second most career strikeouts in CAA history behind only Justin Verlander. 2-1, misses in. Verlander racked up 427 strikeouts in 334 collegiate innings. And when Bronovich left Elon when he was drafted, he had the second most strikeouts in CAA history with 360. Gets a swing and a miss there, and the count goes full. So that's exceptional company to be in. The only guy who's ever struck out more batters in the conference that you played in college is a guy who's going to be a future first ballot Hall of Famer. That's pretty darn good. 3-2 two-out pitch coming from Bronovich. Here it is. Ground ball softly hit out to second. Wagner has it, flips over to first in time, and the inning is over. A strikeout and two ground outs, and it's a 1-2-3 top of the first for Kyle Bronovich. Needed just 13 pitches to get through the top three hitters in the Blue Rocks order. And we'll head to the bottom of the first as the Ironbirds look to get on the board first. No score after a half inning of play in the Dean. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around?
So as
do you need
can
a location
hear,
to host
we,
your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Lidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more. We can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl, or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality area.
Too much.
Call us at 410-297-9292
we're not there yet, but we're getting
to
pretty
learn more
close.
About bringing your church, sports team,
so
school, civic organization, business,
kind
of
needs to stop and stop soon because
don't
it has really rained hard.
Private luxury Iron
I guess it just kind of depends also on what's behind the cell that's currently just sitting over the top of the ballpark.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds Concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the first inning in Aberdeen. No score after the top half. Kyle Bronovich making a rehab appearance in the Dean tonight. Went 1-2-3, needed just 13 pitches to shut down the Blue Rocks. Strikeout, ground out, ground out. And now Max Wagner, Frederick Bencosme, and Dylan Beavers are set to start off the home half. First pitch inside to Wagner, counts 1-0. Left-hander Andrew Alvarez on the mound for Wilmington tonight. This is the fourth time this season he's pitching against the Birds. 1-0, Wagner pops one up, shallow right field. Here comes De La Rosa over towards the line, makes the grab. Well, Wags started last night's game with a bloop single into right. De La Rosa is able to get to this one, and it's a flyout to start the night for Wags. So one up, one down. That brings up Frederick Bencosme, the shortstop. Well, I mentioned last night when Freddie was playing second base that he's primed to get a bulk of his work moving forward the rest of the season at shortstop now that Jackson Holliday's up in Double A. Left on left, first pitch to Freddie. Fastball misses inside, counts 1-0. Bencosme was the everyday shortstop before Holliday came up to the Birds. And that moved Freddie to become the everyday second baseman. Tight slider there from Alvarez over for a strike, 1-1. Brian Laws is the home plate umpire tonight. Elliot Melton has the bases. Birds put up 15 runs on 17 hits last night. Season high in runs is 16. They've done it twice. Chopper to the right side. High bouncer handled by the first baseman White, but Ben Cosme beat him to the bag. It's an infield single for Freddie Ben Cosme. And that's a turf-aided base hit right there. He chopped it low in front of the plate and then a high hop that White, the first baseman, was the only one who could field it. And then by the time he was able to get over to first base, Ben Cosme had it beat. That brings up Dylan Beavers, who's riding a season-high 11-game hitting streak. No score bottom of the first, but the Birds have a man on with one out. Game two of this three-game set against Wilmington as Beavers looks to stay hot. The second of three straight lefties in the order move over to first. Ben Cosme is back. He was leaning a little bit, but not far off the bag. The 11-game hit streak started on June 25th for Dylan. He is 15 for 46 in that stretch. That's good for a 3.26 average. He's also reached base at a 4.07 clip. Ben Cosme takes off, and they've got him picked. Headfirst dive into second, and he did not beat the throw. Elliot Melton, the base umpire, calls him out. And Ben Cosme is picked off first. That'll be a pickoff caught stealing. So just like that, base is empty and two down. The Beavers will have to reach to keep this going. Next pitch shows bunt but pulls back as that pitch went up and in. And it actually got him. Well, he's saying it got him on the hand. He just told home plate umpire Brian Laws that that pitch got him. And I believe that Laws is saying it did not. So now Roberto Mercado, Ironbirds manager who also coaches third base, is going to talk things over with home plate umpire Brian Laws. Beavers is stunned that he was not awarded first base there. He tossed his bat away, had to go pick it up. So he's talking with the home plate umpire right now. And Beavers shook off his hand. I think it was his bottom hand, that right hand, that got hit, or at least he thought got hit. But instead, it's just a ball. So the count is 1-0. Beavers will look to start things up. Next pitch from Alvarez, flicked off the end of the bat into shallow center. Here comes Wilson, but it drops in front of him and gets by him. Beavers around first, heading for second. A feet first slide into second, and it's another hustle double for Dylan Beavers. Similar situation last night. Beavers, again, flicked one off the end of the bat into shallow center. Nobody could get there. And Beavers, who smelled extra bases out of the box, got to second. And same situation here in his first at-bat. So Beavers has his third extra base hit of the series. He had a double and a triple last night. And he has now reached base safely four times through two games at this point. So Beavers at second with two down for Creed Willems, who has driven in 13 runs in his last five, and now he shoots one to right. Beavers a big turnaround third. He's heading for the plate. Here's the throw. It's late, and Beavers is safe. An RBI single for Creed Willems give him 14 RBIs in his last six now as he stays hot. So the Birds lead it 1-0. Willems not wasting any time jumping on that pitch from Alvarez. And the Birds have another early lead. Didn't even get a chance to dive into the numbers on Creed. We'll do that later in the game. But it's 1-0 Birds thanks to the double from Beavers and the single from Willems. Here's Isaac De Leon, who extended his season-high hitting streak to six games last night. Takes a strike on the outer half. A run on three hits for the Birds. Three straight hits, all from left-handed batters. 0-1, De Leon drops a bunt down to the right side, and he's going to beat it out for an infield single. The flip gets away from the pitcher Alvarez, and Willems is able to get to third. De Leon with a bunt base hit, perfect placement, had to pull the first baseman T.J. White off the line. Alvarez couldn't get over to cover in time. So De Leon extends his hitting streak to seven games now, and on the flip, White just couldn't get it to Alvarez, mishandled it, it got by him up the first base line. And Willems was able to get to third. So Credit De Leon with a hit. And the error charge to the first baseman, T.J. White, which allowed Willems to get to third. So that brings out pitching coach Mark DeFelice, an early chat for him to try to calm things down. Well, Alvarez got Wagner to fly out to start the inning, then gave up a base hit to Ben Cosme. Then Freddie was picked off of first. Beavers then doubled to extend the inning. On the next pitch, Willems singled him home. And now the bunt base hit from De Leon. So 1-0 Birds, four straight hits, three singles and a double. And they're looking to add on with two down. Willems at third, De Leon at first. And left fielder Ryan Higgins will have a shot. It was the Blue Rocks who scored last night. They grabbed a run in the top of the first. The Birds answered with two of their own. The Blue Rocks tied it in the top of the seventh, or top of the second, but all Birds after that. Runners at the corners with two down. Higgins takes high and in, and the count's 1-0. 17 hits in last night's game in eight innings. Four hits so far, and we're not even through the first. Birds looking to take advantage of a Blue Rocks team that's really struggling lately. 1-0, tap foul, third baseline. Counts 1-1 on Higgins. Well, we've got some catching up to do stats-wise. The RBI single for Willems gives him 29 ribbies on the year with Aberdeen, as well as the damage he did in Delmarva before the promotion. 1-1, low and in, it's 2-1. Birds 1, Blue Rocks nothing, bottom 1 here in game 2 of this 3-game set. Nice Saturday night here in the Dean. Game 2 of a 9-game homestand. Alvarez set on the mound. He looks over at De Leon at first. 2-1 to Higgins, fouled back. Well, the Birds are on Alvarez tonight. And this is a guy who entered tonight's game with a 2.98 ERA, had given up just 22 earned runs and 68 in the third. This is his 16th appearance of the year, 13th start. 59 strikeouts and 24 walks on the year coming in. He doesn't have any strikeouts or walks tonight, but he has given up four hits. A run already home for the Birds. Can they add another? 2-2. Higgins chops one foul, third baseline. We'll do it again. Birds are still looking for that big hit in the inning to throw up a crooked number. And after Ben Cosme was picked off first, it was two outs, nobody on. And then Beavers got it started up. Now Higgins, a chance to keep it going. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Next pitch, slow chopper, third baseline again, and once again it's foul. Willems has a healthy lead over at third, with House, the third baseman, playing deep and off the line. De Leon, a modest lead over at first, with White holding him on. Middle infielder's back. Outfielder shading Higgins to pull the ball just a little bit. 2-2, swing and a miss, pitch down in the dirt, tag applied by Diaz, the catcher, and the inning is over. The Birds get a run on four hits. Creed Willems stays hot with his sixth RBI in two games this series. 1-0 Birds after one. We'll head to the top of the second. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Now you can hear it right there. Our PA announcer, Tim Lally, delivering the bad news. Tonight's game has officially been suspended after three innings. The rain has stopped, but it is just a lake out there on the field. It rained incredibly hard for a little bit too long. So what that means is tonight's game will be picked up in the top of the fourth inning tomorrow at 1:05. So our normal start time, 1:05, we will finish out this game. It is a full nine-inning game, and then we will play a seven-inning contest to follow. So three innings tonight, and we are scheduled for 13 innings tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 1:05 Eastern time. We'll pick this ball game up, 3-1 our score. We are through three innings, but officially this will be suspended and picked up tomorrow afternoon at 1:05 Eastern Time. That's going to do it for me. I'm Doug Maurer saying so long from McCormick Field. We hope to have everyone back with us tomorrow afternoon to finish out this series between the Taurus and the Dash. Until then, enjoy the rest of your evening, and thanks again for tuning in.